if you see her.
CBS News Special Report.
The state of our union is strong and getting stronger.
President Biden delivered his case for a second term during last night's State of the Union, touching on the economy and the crisis at the southern border.
We can fight about fixing the border, or we can fix it. I'm ready to fix it.
The president spoke about women's rights and the war in the Middle East.
Israel also has a fundamental responsibility, though, to protect innocent civilians in Gaza.
He went after Donald Trump repeatedly without naming him, referring to him as my predecessor 13 times. 42-year-old Alabama freshman Senator Katie Britt delivered the Republican response from her kitchen table.
Our families are hurting. Our country can do better.
She called President Biden dithering and diminished. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain showers likely today. We may get a tenth of an inch or a little more in a few spots. Heavier amounts to the south and east. Our high today, 44, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers will end, clearing late tonight, low of 26 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, breezy, high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. It's time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI, home of the Sunrise Show, brought to you by our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them right now. They're open at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Go wish them a good morning from all of us at WIRI. We've got some good stuff lined up for you today, some requested music, get into a little bit of fun facts about some of these favorite songs of yours, and of course, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar along with some news and some other things. Let's dive right into that National Day of Calendar in a moment. I do want to remind everybody, your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings are back in action, second round of the playoffs today. Going to be at 7 o'clock tonight at the right over at the Southwood County Rec Center. Be sure to head on over there. Get your tickets at riverkingshockey.com. Support your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river and continue on in the playoffs. We are taking on the Minnesota Moose tonight, the fifth-ranked team in the division. Go on and win this weekend. Got games Friday, Saturday, and if necessary, Sunday. All 7 o'clock games. We go on and win, we'll take on the winners of either the Minnesota Squatch or the Hudson Havoc. That game will be, that series will be decided this weekend as well. It's pretty exciting, everybody. Playoff hockey right here in Rapids. If you have never been to a playoff hockey game, do yourself a favor. Get on over to the Southwood County Rec Center tonight, tomorrow night, every night you can. There's nothing like playoff hockey. I will make the argument of all the sports, playoffs, like involving playoffs, there's nothing more exciting than playoff hockey. Nothing. You can do everything right, and that ice is just chipped at one spot, and the puck hits it a certain way, and you just never know. I watched my Chicago Blackhawks win a Stanley Cup that way. So you just never know with the playoffs. It's going to be really exciting. It's been an amazing, amazing season. Big shout out to GM head coach Peckman and those boys for everything they have done this season, not just for our city, but for themselves. Like, congratulations to them and what they've accomplished. It's been awesome. Be sure to support your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Get your tickets and find out more at riverkingshockey.com. They just updated the website. It looks great, by the way. Check that out. Let's go ahead and dive into our National Day of calendar for this March 8th, 2024. We'll go through the weekend, everybody. So start with today. National Middle Name Pride Day. That's a fun one. Middle Name Pride Day. Yeah, I like that. What is your middle name? 715-423-1055, 423-1055. You're listening on the Civic Media app. You're just a touch or two away to get in touch with us. My middle name is John, and it was given to me. My father is a gigantic Beatles fan, and he actually wanted my middle name to be Lennon, but they went with John because my mother's father's name is also John, and he had four daughters. So they wanted his name to be passed on. So both my names come basically from my grandparents, James and John. And yes, Jimmy John is technically my name. But if you call me that, I will not respond. Unless you are a family member or a longtime friend. There are very few people that get away with calling me Jimmy. My sister is at the top of that list. And it gets really, really thin after that. I'm kidding. I don't care what you call me. I don't really get bent out of shape about it. Maybe younger me might have. Do you like your middle name? So when I write my name out, I always put the J in there to, you know, represent my grandfather, who we lost a couple years ago. What do you think of yours? Let us know. Share it with us, especially if you got a unique one. Let's be honest. I'm proud of my name, but that doesn't mean it's not boring. James John. That's a really boring name, man. Yeah. Now it was supposed to be Vincenzo Lennon. Huh? That's not. Nah, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that works. International Grant Professionals Day. A big shout out and thank you to all the people that do that job well and do it fairly. We appreciate you. Freelancers Day, National Freelancers Day, was one of those. Still am in some ways when it comes to as a writer. There's a lot of them out there. My daughter, my oldest daughter, Bria, is a freelance worker and writer. A lot of people doing that nowadays. Since the pandemic, this has been one of those things where so many people, employees have gotten power and they're not giving it back. You're not putting the genie back in the bottle on that one. And that's a positive for everybody. And with that, you're getting a lot more people that are deciding, I don't want to work a job, I want a career. Or I don't want to necessarily a job, I want to do a passion. And finding ways to make that work. I find that really amazing nowadays, how many so many people are able to make a good living being their own boss, having their own podcast or Etsy account or whatever it might be. National Oregon Day. Shout out to Oregon. One of the top states I've always wanted to visit. Just looks beautiful out there. It looks like a lot of fun. Oregon's got some pretty amazing history. And if you are like me and a history nerd and you like learning about our states, I encourage you to look into Oregon. And most importantly, today is International Women's Day. Yeah. Shout out to the ladies. We appreciate you. We would not be here without you. Thank you. Now maybe we can work on the equal pay, letting women decide what to do with their bodies. You know, some of these simple things, you know, I'm being sarcastic. We really need to work on those things, everybody. We are way behind on that stuff. You know, the best way to show women you appreciate them, maybe do some of that stuff, you know, some respect. Doesn't take a lot. Every one of us came from a woman. Every one of us wouldn't be here without them. Not to mention, very appreciated. Let's take a look right now at tomorrow, Saturday. What's going on with Saturday, March 9th? Got a couple of things happening next week. It is a chocolate chip cookie week. Chocolate chip cookie week should be taken very seriously, everybody. Thank you, chocolate chip cookies. We appreciate you. I think about good 10% of my body weight is chocolate chip cookies, so I'm very thankful for them. Tomorrow is National Barbie Day. Plenty of ways to celebrate that one, the iconic Barbie doll. And with all the movie and so much, it's been a lot more, we've had a real resurgence with Barbie. Not that it necessarily went away, the toy, but it seems to have really, that and having so many different versions of Barbies has really seemed to make it a big, much more popular toy. Saturday is also Panic Day! Ah! Yeah, Panic Day. Get that out of your system day. That's basically what you're doing. You're getting all that stuff out of your system kind of day. Yeah. Let's take a look at Sunday. What's going on with Sunday, March 10th? Sunday, March 10th is International Wig Day, International Bagpipe Day, National Blueberry Popover Day, Check Your Batteries Day. All those are pretty good ones. It's also International Day of Awesomeness. Yes. What is that? What is that all about? Just be awesome? Is that it? I think a lot of us can do that. It's not a bad one. Be awesome on Sunday. It's National Mario Day as well, celebrating one of the more iconic characters in video game history. Mario, of course, in the early days, he couldn't find a lot of work. So he had to do a job where this gorilla would throw barrels at him. And he had to try to get up this ladder. Now, some of you that are as old as me might not remember this, but yes, this is Mario's first job. And he did a good job at that. He was very good. I believe that, even the gorilla in question, Donkey Kong, gave him a reference even, which helped him land the job with his brother in Super Mario Brothers. And the rest is, of course, video game history. Very fun character. And I'm sorry, you're going to get mad at me for this, and you're going to hate me for this, and you, please feel free to. A racist character. I'm sorry. As an Italian, that character has always bugged the heck out of me. In this day and age, where you can get canceled for just about anything, how you can still get away with doing the fake Italian accent? Like, there's not an Italian alive, and I'm not trying to speak for all my people here, but there's not an Italian alive that has ever talked like that. Or ever appreciated anybody doing that horrible, horrible, horrible impression or whatever you want to call it. And that's basically the character Mario, man. But very popular, very fun character. And maybe one of the more important things that you could do on Sunday, you got two of these here. National Pretzel Day is Sunday. Love pretzels. Enjoy some pretzels on Sunday. And National Pack Your Lunch Day. Maybe a day to, if you're working on Sunday or got something like that going on, maybe a good day to make your lunch instead of going out and buying one. We shift into the music now, and our first song comes to us from Miranda Lambert. On this day, in 2010, Miranda Lambert released The House That Built Me, the third single from her third studio album, Revolution. Blake Shelton was originally set to record the song, but when Lambert heard it, she immediately wanted to record it for herself. Song became her first number one hit on the U.S. country charts. Here she is, the one and only Miranda Lambert, The House That Built Me. On Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, brought to you proudly by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
I know they say can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom, where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. Start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to mama's dream.
From 105.5 FM. From 105.5 FM.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me.
life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever ground in the winter time and make a flower grow. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got.
This is Sonny LaMare with the band Exile. Always be
just you and me here together. You better hang on to your heart, hold on tight, or I'm gonna steal it away tonight. I'll take you in my arms and never ever let you go.
Country Legends 24/7.
Legends 24/7. Eric Church loves his longtime fans. different people have different paths, but we directly came from being up close and personal with our fans, you know, because of the places we played. And I know a lot of them and recognize even more of them, you know, when they're in the crowd, and it's always neat to see them out there. It's just fun for me. I wonder what they feel like when they think about places were about empty and they were standing there giving me all they had, to turn around now and see all these other people there. I think that just would have to be a neat thing for them too, because they were there first.
For a little square town with your hip-hop hat and your pants on the ground. Heard you cussed out, mama pushed daddy around before you tore off in his car. Now here you are running these dirty old streets, tattoo on your neck, fake gold on your teeth. Got the hood here snow, but you can't fool me, we both know who you are. Homeboy, snakes in the barn, now you caught up in this mess. I can use a little help unloading these bales. I keep you pretty busy with a hammer and a nail. Ain't a glamorous life, but it'll keep you out of jail. Not worries all day. Going gray and sore, daddy's mine. I wish you'd come on back and make it all right before they're called
Eric Church, homeboy on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. I bit my tongue right before I went on air. I've never done that. 22 years in radio, I don't think I've done that one before. I got myself good, too. Eric Church shows up in our first story here as far as our country music news. Eric Church sent over 40,000 members of his church choir fan club a deed to a brick in his upcoming Nashville bar. That's a pretty cool thing. His chefs, the bar's called Chefs. Each brick has a unique number that can be entered on his website to find its location within the bar. He says, quote, "I've been involved in every step of restoring this historic building into a place we can call our own. You've helped me build my career brick by brick. I want the whole world to know that the building is yours. There's a countdown clock on the website, too. Not sure what that's about or anything, but that's pretty cool. A lot of these country stars, Garth Brooks, Eric Church, a handful of them have their own bars. That's, hey, there's no 401k for artists, for creatives. Actors will often get apartments. Like, you know, you're a big name actor, you got your apartment in LA, apartment in New York. You end up selling one of them to kind of be your 401k. Like, every smart artist in history, every smart creative in history does things like this. It's a very smart move by Mr. Church, one of the best young songwriters in the game. I thought this was kind of interesting. Hardy, you might think the phrase bro country, what comes to mind when you think of that phrase? Is it, Florida Georgia Line, Luke Bryant, some of these guys? Well, when did that period of country music officially come to an end? Well, according to Hardy, bro country died the day Chris Stapleton sang with Justin Timberlake at the 2015 CMAs. He talked about it in a podcast back in January. Quote, bro country was a professional wrestling era, and every single was a theme song walking out, and everybody was fit and looking good and all had this kind of Blake Shelton look to them. And the moment that that it changed was when Chris Stapleton sang on the stage with Justin Timberlake. He was the first dude that was popping off and had a completely different sound. Then he said, it immediately broke the mold of what you have to look like. And then 2 or 3 years later, Luke Combs came out, and then it was busted wide open with a bunch of normal-looking dudes. And he goes on to say, and then all of us were like, yeah, I can get a record deal now, too. It's interesting. I think that's an interesting statement. And it does seem... with the rise of this 20th rise of country music, because we've had a lot of these, but with this rise, it has come from a lot of these country artists that seem to get that it's about the music and it's about the fans and telling stories and not being divisive or basically parodying and trying to hit a certain market in a certain genre, certain people. And just parroting. They don't even believe in what they're doing. They're just trying to, you know, start fires and start, you know, divisiveness and everything. These artists that are out here just kind of doing country music the way country music's always been done, but not trying to put on rhinestones or, you know, throwing the flannel on and trying to look a certain way. What does a country artist look like? They look like anybody. Look like any one of us. That's part of the point of country music, is to be real. Well, I don't know if I agree or disagree with Hardy here, but I do think it's an interesting statement. And, should be interesting seeing how it unfolds and grows from here. One of my favorite singers, Haley Witters, she did something pretty darn cool. She woke up the other day to find a bat hanging out in her toilet. It's not clear if she spotted it before or after she used the toilet. Who knows? It's her business. She posted a video where she and a friend opened the lid and you could see the bat hanging out in there. She wrote in the caption, she was able to get in for a quick rabies shot before leaving for tour the next day. She's out with Dan and Shay right now performing, joining up with Luke Combs in mid-April. And doing great too. I have removed a bat twice from a house. Yeah. Yeah, City Boy here has done that. Damn right. And it was weird, man. It was weird. I put on gloves and I didn't want to hurt the bat. I just wanted to get it out of the house. And it's hilarious the things that you do. So actually, yeah, 2 or 3 times I've done this. Once in my parents' house where I grabbed a fishing net and got the bat outside. And the other time I had to grab it with my hands. I had gloves on it's actually one of the cooler things I've done, to be honest with you, man. Like in the top 50, 100, I don't know. Because when I let the bat go, it flew off and it was just kind of cool to watch it take off. I don't know. As I'm saying this out loud, I'm realizing this might not be as interesting to the rest of you. I'll shut up. We will keep moving on. We got good music on the way for you. George Strait, Clint Black, Garth Brooks, all coming up for you right here at Wisconsin 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit our friends at 250 West Grand Avenue. Wish them a good day from all of us at WIRI.
Let's get physical, physical.
Sunday, March 10th, the Arts Council presents Always Olivia, a tribute to Olivia Newton-John. Multi-talented performer Annie Aiello takes the stage as Olivia Newton-John at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. Tickets are on sale now at SavorTheArts.com. A portion of the proceeds go to the ONJ Cancer Fund and the Women's Cancer Patient Fund at Aspirus. The Arts Council, let us entertain you.
The Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmers Market at the Moravian is bringing St. Patrick's Day fun to you on March 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Join us while we celebrate everything green and support our small business owners and creators. Bring the whole family and try something new for lunch or to find that special treasure. Wear your best green outfit and receive a chance to win a prize. We'll see you at the market on March 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Moravian Church in Wisconsin Rapids. Come celebrate St. Patrick's Day with us.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain showers likely today. We may get a tenth of an inch or a little more in a few spots. Heavier amounts to the south and east. Our high today, 44, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers will end, clearing late tonight, low of 26 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, breezy, high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Ain't no good for jealous. I've tried it night after night. You're in someone else's arms in Dallas. Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
From 105.5 FM.
Tanya Tucker on Dick Clark's American Bandstand in 1976.
What is there left for you to do? You've done everything.
No, I haven't really. I've done quite a bit, and I've really enjoyed it. But there's a lot of things to do. There's movies, you know, and
do you write music?
I mean, you mean write songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I write songs.
When I die, I may not go to heaven.
Guess you're off to have your fun. Another ending just begun. shouldn't bother me. So go and have yourself a ball. You'll be at no one's beck and call. And with that fire in your eyes, another lover's moon will rise. Someone else will take the fall. And that's just the way you are. I've known all along. Some candles always burn, even when the night is gone. But the don't matter anymore. I'll convince myself, I'm sure, as if I give a damn. That's just the way I am. So go on and pour yourself some wine with ever spend your time, 'cause anyone can see you won't be crying over me, and you never were that kind. And that's just the way you are. I've known all along. Some light your candle up again. You can burn one down for me.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Yeah, she's my lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country, hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite riding dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can back up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Thank you.
fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Why, y'all? Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
From 105.5 FM.
Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. And it's a French kiss, Italian eyes, Spanish moss in the moon. Got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie. They got a cooler full of cold Coronas and Amstel Light. It's like we're all living in a big old cup. Just fire up the blender, mix it all up. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night. Side by side.